Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Beth.
Damn.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalk for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there, couple of holes, a sipping beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take it there. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.
Again, I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, Will you marry me?
Oh my God. I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
What's going on, people? I want to thank everyone for being here tonight. It's your boy, Stray Star. You know, waiting for the beautiful V Tony to check in. He should be here in a little bit. I mean, I'm gonna let y'all get y'all coats, take y'all coats off and put y'all feet up, you know, get comfortable. I'm gonna hit y'all with one more song and then y'all go to our special guest tonight. He is in the building. I know y'all seen the flyer. I know y'all seen the video. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, this is gonna be a very impactful show. So if you believe in second chances and success, this is the place for you. 563-999-3718. We here.
Hey. Keep me together. Say you keep me together. Say the only thing you mean, keep me together. I got you by me. I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it up. Gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Keep me when I need somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me, we gon' keep going. Together, we gon' keep on passing on them. Together, girl, I'm telling you I want this forever. Yeah, I'm trying to let you know that I want this forever. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. Said you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us forever. I keep the pieces together. I'm trying to tell you what's up. Trying to push up my luck. Man, I remember looking back how everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. Nobody it's just you and this is me, this is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby, it's our little sticker. It's just you, it's just me, you just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so I gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey. Technical difficulties. Hello, people. How you doing? It's Dray Star back at you again. You know, listen, people, before I start, there's something I want to say that I didn't get to say last week. Last week was my grandmother's birthday. Rest in peace, Betsy. She passed away about 8 years ago. And I just wanted to dedicate last week's show to her. I didn't get a chance to do that, so this week's show is definitely dedicated to Betsy. Grandma, I love you. Happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day, all in one. And I'll see you soon. Now, that's out the way. People, tonight's show is a very special show. You know, usually you're playing all types of music and things like that, but tonight, this is a different angle that we're going in. I always told you that everyone don't have a jump shot. Not everyone has 16 bars. Not everyone, you know, can dribble a basketball. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to have a 9-to-5. It's okay to be an entrepreneur. It's okay. Sometimes I think that we don't celebrate that enough. So tonight, not only am I giving you a comeback story, not only am I giving you an entrepreneur story, I'm giving you the most empowering story I heard in a very, very, very long time. And I know you guys seen the flyer. I know y'all seen the video. So without no further ado, I introduce the man of the hour, Lenaught McLeod.
Hey, peace and blessings, family. Peace and blessings. I truly appreciate the intro, man. What second day, I was like, wow, is he still talking about me? So I'm really humbled by the intro. And first and foremost, man, I want to give a heavenly birthday to your grandmother, Miss Betsy. I know she was amazing because I see the seeds that she left in you. So I just want to, Miss Betsy, rest in power, queen.
And,
Yes, sir. And, yeah, man, I've actually been in real estate coming up on 20 years. So immediately out of college, I got my real estate license and was doing really well in the industry the recession hit in 2008. And was still doing, matter of fact, when the recession hit, I was doing better because I was working with so many investors at the time. But in hindsight, I realized, I'm like, man, I should have been buying a property myself, but I actually just, you know, was excited to sell property to investors. To fast forward 2010, I was in an accident that, you know, I'm still in this wheelchair fighting every day to get out to walk again. But I got back into real estate in 2015. And that's when I became the real estate broker. And I was honestly terrified because I didn't know how people would perceive me, you know, seeing me pull up to a house, get out a wheelchair accessible minivan, and go to show them my house. I thought that they would be like, well, he can't show us a house. He can't even get in if there are stairs. But what I was thankful to the Most High God for, man, is He allowed me to show my work ethic first. So when I started doing things for individuals, so when it was time to show the property, when I got out, they were all, and they're still to this day, shocked. They're like, wow, we didn't know, you know, you were in a wheelchair. And I'm like, I wanted you to see how hard I would work for you, whether I was in a wheelchair or not. So now that you actually see me in the chair, you know that you're going to get the best work that I possibly can serve you and your family.
Right.
So, man, you know, I'm just thankful for opportunities to where, yes, I'm in a wheelchair, but I still get to live out my dreams, you know, see my kids grow. I have three amazing children, man, and they are the source of my strength, and I have an amazing father that, you know, instills in me to this day great values and morals, man, and just showing you, you know, no matter what you go through, you shouldn't give up. You don't have to give up. There is a light at the end of everybody's tunnel. So I'm hoping that I can ignite people and show them no matter what you are going through in your life, you can still overcome. You can still succeed. You can still have an abundant life. I'm a faith-based man, so I have to give God the honor and the praise any and every time that he allows me to accomplish something that many said that I would not be able to do. I didn't know that I would still be able to do real estate. I thought my life was over after that accident because, truthfully, man, if I can go deeper, you know, well, mm-hmm. if I backtrack a little bit, 2009, I lost my mother, and my mother was one of my best friends, you know, at the time, my father, my mother, you know, truly, you know, the most important people in my lives, and I lost her in 2009. And not even a year later, I was in a car accident where I temporarily lost my ability to walk. To fast forward and happen in a divorce in 2014. So, man, it just seemed like it was blow by blow by blow. You know, my world was absolutely crumbling. But
right.
there were brighter days. Like I said, my father, you know, he came down to Georgia, and he had been by my side ever since that point. You know, and he told me, he said, man, look, as long as I have breath, we're going to make life for you as normal and natural as possible. And that, just seeing that example of, yeah, I see what you're going through, but I'm going to stand in the pain with you and for you, just showed me that I have to be strong for him. I have to be strong for my kids. So that way, and hopefully at some point, you know, people will see, this guy has gone through all of this, and he's still smiling. He's still out here traveling. He's still selling real estate. I'm just hoping that I can inspire some people humble. I think that's my calling.
Yes. Let's go back a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you originally from? Where are you born?
I'm originally from High Point, North Carolina. And if you know anything about High Point is the furniture capital of the world. A lot of people come from literally all over the world to buy furniture in High Point, North Carolina. That's where I grew up until I moved to Atlanta in 1999.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. So growing up, what were you know, a lot of kids they when they're young, I said, I want to be a cop when I grow up, or I want to be a lawyer. Like, what was it that you wanted to be when you grew up, when you were a kid?
Honestly, man, when I was a kid, I didn't think about, you know, so those are some really smart kids that, you know, say this is what they wanted to be when they grow up. I really had mm-hmm. no idea. You know, man, I just wanted to have fun. I wanted to play with my friends. I wanted to play video games and ride bicycles. Like, I never really thought about adulting until I became an adult. I just always lived every day at a time, and I lived in those moments. So as a kid, man, I can't say that real estate was really on my radar because I really had no idea until real estate presented itself when I was 17. I did an internship with a real estate firm, a black-owned firm in High Point, and that's where I got my first love for real estate.
Oh, wow. Right, mm-hmm. That's what's up. In your household, you had your mother and your father in your household? Your
no, yeah, no, sir. Now, my mother passed in 2009. Mother
no,
passed
you're
in
growing
2009.
Up. You're growing up.
Oh, growing up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mother yeah. and father in the household growing up. So, man, I got to see love on full display. I got to see it. I got to feel it. I got to receive it. So, yeah, man, it was an amazing upcoming with, you know, having both parents and seeing, you know, their struggles and how they came together and, you know, made sure that I have a great pathway.
Yeah, yeah. Let's give it up
mm-hmm.
for all the good parents out there. The real for it. Give it up for them. That's true. Because, you know, it's really important, man, you know, growing up, you know, having that structure, that family structure to know that you're children, you get older, you know what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's a lot of people out here, you know, a lot of people, you know, grew up without either a father or a mother, but mostly without a father. And then the only way we learn how to be fathers is we do what we wanted and what we didn't have. Like me, I have five
mm-hmm.
children. My father was never there for me. And the only thing that teaches me how to be a father is the things that I wanted and I couldn't have. You know? So that
means
you're a better father. You know?
Right.
Right, so you said you had three children, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Three children.
Boys, girls?
Yeah. I have two daughters and a son. And I spell it S-U-N because he shines bright. And I speak that into him every day. I call him Young King. I said, man, I call you Young King because he asked me one time, he was like, Dad, why do you call me King and you don't call me by my name? I said, because, man, I want you to know that you are royal. I want you to know that you are great. And I never want anyone to come to you at any point in your life and tell you that you're not great. You always think back and be like, no, my father has always said that I was a king. And I do the same with my daughters. I call them young queens, and I do the same. I'm saying to them, like, never let anyone disrespect you or make you feel less than royal. So that's why, you know, I'm trying to plant those seeds of greatness in them while they're young. So when they grow up, they can have that structure like you were just speaking about, and they can go on and, I pray, do great things for themselves.
Yes, definitely, bro. Definitely. Okay, people out there, phone lines. If you're on the phone line and you want to go live and you have a question for the lot, please touch 1 so I'll be notified that you want to go live. If you want to go live, touch the number 1 and I'll bring you in. Let me ask you a question, my first question. I'm a disabled father. I get unconditional love from my children. They love me so much.
Mm-hmm.
How was the transaction from your accident to your children? How did they embrace that?
The interesting thing about that, Humble, is my oldest, she was 3 and a half when I was in my car accident. And my youngest daughter, she was 11 months old. And my son, he was still cooking. His mother was 6 months pregnant with him. So, truthfully, my two youngest, they've never seen me walk. So the wheelchair is all that they know. And my oldest, like I said, she got to experience me walking for 4 years. And I'm going to tell you something, man. She said something to me that sticks to me to this day. And we got to talking about numbers, and she said, she asked me what my favorite number was, and I told her 12. And so I said, well, baby girl, what is your favorite number? She said 4. So I said, four, that's an interesting number. What's the significance of four being your favorite number? And she said, Dad, everything changed when I turned four. Like, that was the last time I remember seeing you walk. So four is my favorite number. So, man, that just shook me to my core of how, you know, she remembered Dad doing the crazy stuff that dads do. And, you know, that made me want to go harder to make sure that I'm active in their lives. So, you know, they could see that, yo, my dad is in a wheelchair, but he shows up to every step show, every cheer event, every football game, anything that me and my brother and my sister are part of, my father is always there, wheelchair and all. So, honestly, to answer that question, Humble, they really didn't know anything else. And I was honestly afraid of how their friends would treat them because, you know, children are honest. They are brutally honest. So I was afraid to go around them at events when they were younger because I didn't want somebody to say, ooh, your dad is in a wheelchair. But, you know, like I said, with me being faith-based, man, I have to go back to faith all the time. I was terrified. I went to my daughter's first event one time. This was early on. And I was so scared to go into that room because I didn't know what the kids would say and how it would make her feel. But the Lord had everything worked out, man. As soon as I walked in rolled into that classroom, this little boy said, oh, my God, my grandfather has a cool wheelchair like that. And he gives me rides on his foot plate all the time. Humble, when I tell you, all the kids got up and ran around me, and they were like, whose dad is this? And my daughter said, that's my dad. Man, I bust in the tears.
In
the tears in front of all them kids because I was so proud and thankful that it turned out like that. And like I said, my baby, she was maybe four or five at this point. And, man, so from five to now 12 and 16, you know, they embrace it. And their friends love it because they say, your dad shows up to everything. And I make it a point to make sure, and I'm thankful to be able to show up, man. So that's been my experience. They truly embrace it.
Yes. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Okay. You have a visitor. Let's see who you got.
Okay.
179-0, you lost. 179-0, you lost.
What's going on this early 7/3?
Oh, what's up, Earl? How you doing, brother?
How you? How's everybody doing?
Oh, great, King. How about yourself, man? How about yourself?
Doing good. I wanted to ask you, but you took the words right out of my mouth. I wanted to ask you what motivates you, what keeps you, what keep that drive in you. And you had that heartfelt story about your daughter. Now, I mean, last time seeing you walk when you was four, that really answered my question. Like, for real, that I can't even imagine, you feel me, being in that predicament. It's like someone that lost a mother. You can't actually say how you feel if you never lost your mother.
Mm-hmm.
You get
Man. Yes, sir.
So, and that predicament is just like, it's heartfelt. You feel me? Like, it's just something that if you was in a situation, would you move the same or would you, like, levitate to something else? You know, we all got our own destiny. So that's right there. Keep going and pursuing in your happiness and your dreams and probably doing half of it better than anybody out this month. Yeah, you're a strong black.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate that. Yes, sir.
You're ready.
All right. Thank you for calling, Jody.
Yeah, thank you for the call, King.
All right. Blessings. Blessings.
All right. So, okay. You got another call. Let's see. It's going crazy tonight. Let's see what he's got. All right. You live. 3-2-8-2.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, my brother?
Yes, we hear you. All I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
That sounds great. Hold up. Let me take our speakerphones over here, making me a healthy smoothie over here. Hey, peace and blessings to the family out there. Forrest Nance, Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself podcast. Hey, brother, listen. I listened very carefully, and I got to give kudos to Dre for bringing you on, brother, because you're an inspiration, all right? And let me tell you about my podcast, because you inspire others the same way I inspire others to do better, because I have a visual impairment, and I have people that come on from the visually impaired and blind community, and they have testimonials too, brother, just like you. And I kudos to you, brother. I take my hat off to you because you never let anybody stop you from doing what you need to do. And your spirit is high, brother. I feel your frequency. And that's a wonderful thing. Dre told me that you were coming on tonight, and I said, brother, I'll be there for you. See, that's another thing as a culture we have to learn to do is support one another. We don't do that.
Yes, sir.
All right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people laugh, but it's so true, you know, because there's a lot of us who are spiritually conscientious, and there's a few of us that need the light switch put on because we just dimmed out. You know what I'm saying? We don't have that that vibrance and that brilliance that we need to have as a people, and this is why I do my thing with the culture and the human family, because it's not a color-based thing, but basically the chain of command in nature, from what I understand, brother, is that love of self, then love of kind, meaning your culture, and then others. Of course, when I say self, you have to include family in that, and that was a very very heartfelt testimony you gave, affirmation about your daughter, you know. And that's wonderful, man. That's wonderful to have the love of your children, because nowadays a lot of young people are just led astray, and they have no clue what's in store for them as they get older. And I talk to a lot of young brothers out here. By the way, brother, I'm in here in Newark, New Jersey, better known as the Brick City, all right? And, you know, listen, I see it all the time. I try to tell these brothers, you know. And like they always say, brother, if you could talk to 1,000 kids and you could reach maybe 5 or 6, hopefully they'll go back and set an example for other people in their peer group to follow. So, brother, I'm very touched. I'm very touched by what you put out there. And I just like to say, as old school, because I'm 65, all right, but I'm really 35. My chronological is 35, but my physical is 65, all right?
Yes,
and, brother, do me a favor. I always put this out here because I would be remiss in my spirit not to mention this to you. But practice good eating. This August will make 10 years I've been a vegan, all right? And I tell people, when you eat well and you take care of your temple, because I always tell people on my podcast, clean your house, all right? When you take care and you eat right, all right, no denatured foods from the Most High, then you're spiritually connected with the Creator. And a lot of people don't feel that because they're so bogged down with the processed foods and the garbage foods that's out here. And I'm trying to tell you, brother, since I've been on this journey, I feel more of a connection. I don't have to go to the mosque, the synagogue, or any other place of worship. But if somebody invites me, brother, I'll go. If I knew you, you say, hey, Forrest, let's go down to the synagogue or the mosque or the church. I'll go with you, brother, because there's a lot of spiritual people in those places too. You know, but the bottom line is you have a connection with the Most High, all right, when you eat right, because there's scripture that tells you how to eat. And, you know, it's funny, I tell, you know, in conclusion, I tell a lot of my religious people, I say, listen, family, I love you, and your faith and your belief is your business, but let me say this to you. You gloss over, you say Jesus this, Jesus that, but you gloss over scripture that tells you how to eat and what you should eat. It says, let fruit be thy meat. All right, and they don't practice that. They gloss over that to go for the taste. And that's why, unfortunately, in our community, we have so much, we have diabetes and kidney problems. You know, dialysis centers open up like Burger King's, brother. All right, you have to eat right.
Yes, sir.
Brother, I just want to share that with you, all right, because you want to be around to see the grandchildren running around.
Oh, yes, sir.
The street, You know, so listen, everybody can't be a vegan. They could if they have a little willpower, but just practice good eating, brother, and you'll be here for a while because you're taking care of your house, and your earth is your stomach. So I just wanted to say that to you, brother, and brother, bless you, all right? And if Dre will allow me to get in contact with you, I got a place for you to come on my podcast so you can tell your story too, brother. And I just want to say on that note, good evening. My name is Fars, brother, and bless you in your endeavors. And, hey, listen, if you catch up with Jay-Z in that money bracket, I'm going to say I had the fortune of meeting that brother before he got there. Thank you, brother.
Likewise, King. I appreciate that. That was inspirational there. That, I appreciate you coming on.
That was love. That was beautiful. Yeah. Oh, man. Like I said, man, I can't get enough of telling you how much I appreciate you taking the time and your busy schedule to actually be here, man, and help my podcast grow. You know what I'm saying, and educate people on second chances, man, because, you know, a lot of times people get second chances, and they don't take advantage of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm a second chance here also. I was in a coma for about 6 weeks. I was actually turned out dead, but with the will of God and my great-grandmother, it's only time. You know what I'm saying? So
yes, sir. Right.
If it's not your time, it's not your time. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, man, I really, really do appreciate you being here. And also, real estate is not the only thing you do, right?
No. Real estate is not the only thing that I do. I actually co-own. Yeah, I can. Let me just respond to what you just said. I'm honored and humbled by you extending me an opportunity to come on such a powerful platform that's been established for years. So I'm actually blessed by you opening the door to me and allowing me to speak to our community, to the community that you built. So, Brother Trust, the blessing is this way, that I am thankful for what you have allowed me to do today.
Man, that's what I said.
Yep, and
this is your platform, man. This is why I built this platform.
Sir.
You know, this is why I built this platform.
Yes, sir.
To showcase these people, man. Showcase the talent that people have and the willpower and yeah, all that good stuff, you know?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and so yeah. I'm going to go to the second part of that. You asked me what all am I a part of. I also co-own a home health care agency and also a truck dispatching company. And how the home health, if you allow me to elaborate some on each company, of course, you know, being in the wheelchair, I've utilized home health for 10 years, ever since I came home from the hospital. And I got tired of companies treating me just like a dollar sign, but they didn't have the people that were coming into the home with the love and the care and the concern that I felt like I needed. It was, let me go, let me see what you need, and then I'm going to leave fast. So I said, man, one day I hope that I am in a situation where I can start my own agency. And lo and behold, it was spoken to existence. It was actually manifested that I was able to open my own home health care agency and give clientele the service and the love that they need and stand in the paint for the families that are caretakers, because they need a break sometimes too. So I was honored to get in the situation to be able to open my company along with my two partners. And with the truck dispatching, back in 2018, me and my father, we co-owned a dump truck company. And mm-hmm. that wasn't the place for us, so we ended up selling the dump truck side, and then we started a truck dispatching company with myself and another partner. So we dispatch freight to truckers throughout the United States. So, man, like I said, we all have imagination. We all have dreams. We all have goals. Everybody has a different path. But most important, we all have a seed of greatness that's planted inside of us the day that we are born. I just had to pray and meditate and be thankful that it was shown to me what my gifts and my talents were.
Yeah,
and in return, I told the Most High. So, yes, sir. That's, now, I was just saying, I told the Most High in return, I said, allowing me to bring my dreams and goals to fruition, I will always honor your name. I will always let everyone know how I'm able to do what I do, how I got that second chance or what, you know, you spoke about earlier. It's because God allowed me these opportunities. And he said, don't be scared, because you can't have faith and fear in the same breath. So I chose faith. And faith has gotten me this far, and it's going to take me so much further in the future.
Yes, yes. Definitely. Man. So let me ask you a question. You have done so much so far. And, oh, and another thing, we got to talk behind the scenes about the home health aid company, man.
Yes, sir.
I want to know how to get my foot in something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir, of course.
What you just say about people coming to your house and really not caring about their job, just trying to get in and out real quick, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very true. Very true. First hand. But back to my question, what else is on your list, man? You guys done everything. What else you trying to do, man?
Man, I honestly have a dream of becoming an inspirational speaker. And I just want to be able to share my testimony with the masses. And my reason for this is a lot of us are going through so many things. And I say often people see what I go through because they see me in this chair. But a lot of folks that are able-bodied, their disability is mental. They let the world get too heavy on them, and it paralyzes them from that aspect to not do things that they're capable of doing. And attached with the inspirational speaking, I also wrote a book. I forgot about the book that I wrote that I haven't gotten published yet, but I wrote that book, man. You know, I don't have dexterity, but I text that book in my phone. 40,000 characters I was able to text with one finger.
Hmm.
Yes, sir.
Huh.
So I have a platform, man, and I really just want to share it with the world because I'm thankful for what I've been allowed to be able to do. And I just want to show others, like, look, I understand you're going through stuff, but at the same time, we can overcome the world. We truly can.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, people, I love you guys. It's been a great show. We'll see you next week, man. As I said, be safe. God bless. This is what we do here. The Tundra Experience. Okay. All right. We're still on. People on the link. Sorry, it's over for them, but for us, we're still here. We're still here with Lamont, and we had a great, 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 great interview. Lamont, how about you get off of social media? How can someone contact you as far as anything?
Oh, on Instagram, I'm capabilities underscore not disabilities. That's
okay,
on
okay,
that's
okay.
on Instagram. And on Facebook, you can find me under Lamont McCloud. That McCloud is spelled M-C-L-E-O-D. Love to hear from you all. If I can be of any assistance, please feel free to reach out.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I need to move to Atlanta and buy some houses.
Oh, absolutely. I am your guy. I am your guy if you need any service. Matter of fact, in North Carolina, South Carolina, or Florida and Georgia, I'm licensed in all four states, sir.
Yeah. Okay. I know I get your license out here in Jersey, too.
Oh, yeah, King. I love to come up to Jersey and be a part of that wonderful real estate that's up there.
Yes, yes. But, man, listen, I ain't going to hold you. No, we'll be here all night talking, man. Is there anything you want to say to the world, your family, your friends, or anything like that, man? The floor is yours.
In closing, again, I would just say we all just need to take a moment to be still and to listen to what the Most High, what God is directing us or guiding us to do. Because in those moments of being quiet, that's when you get the most inspiration. That's when you have that divine connection. Because before I sat down, man, I never sat still. I was always on the go. I was just listening to the beat of my own drum. And so through having to sit in this chair, man, it was actually a blessing in disguise because I was able to unlock gifts and talents that I would have never ever experienced if I was still been, you know, walking. So just take time to be still, family, and meditate and find your greatness and go be great yourself, man. I love you all. And again, I'm thankful for the opportunity, Humble.
All right, man. So I guess there's nothing more to say. It's Humble Life Experience Podcast. As I said, don't forget, Friday night, we got Keeping the Real J. Sean Podcast. Saturday night, we got Grown Folks Talking with Forrest Mint. And then Monday, you already know, your boy is back in the building. So be safe. Don't forget, COVID is still out there. I don't care what they're talking about. Keep that mask on. Stay safe. Watch your back. Y'all love y'all. Be out of here.